Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome to Missions Pulse, a feature that explores the heart of missions through conversations with those at the center of it. I'm Abigail Hoffland, and we're kicking off this series with a focus on Bible translation. Today's conversation is with missionary couple Aaron and Rebecca. Just a note here that for security, we will not be disclosing their full names or exact location, but they do work with Pioneer Bible Translators in West Africa, where they're currently focused on completing an Old Testament manuscript in the local language. Aaron and Rebecca, thank you so much for joining us today. Rebecca, you have a unique background, having grown up as a missionary kid in the country where you now work. So what drew you to Bible translation?
So I got to see firsthand what it was like for some people to not have scripture in their heart language. And I remember in high school, there was a good friend who she had been pulled out of school when she was like 5 or 6, never learned to read. And she told me one day that that was her one thing she wanted to learn how to read. And so we just sat down and she was so smart. She just picked it up really fast. And it was so much fun to watch her be able to piece letters together and then words together and then finally be able to sit down with the translated portions of scripture that we had and read the Bible for the first time and just see her light up. And I wanted to do that for other people too.
Aaron, could you give us a sense of the scope of Bible translation work as it stands globally?
Of the world's roughly 7,300 something languages, about 10% have the full Bible. I think 724 was the number at the end of last year, which of course means 90% do not. Now, many thousands of those have ongoing work in them. But like the project we came into, some of those projects have portions done, but then the project stalled out. There are around 1,500 languages left in the world that have zero work started and are in need.
So I know it probably varies depending on project and location, but to the extent that the process is universal, could you walk us through the steps of a translation project?
Well, learning the language is obviously first step. And then you have the drafting process. So you sit down with mother tongue speakers of the language who are maybe gifted in linguistics, and you just work through how would we render this in your language in a way that's natural.
And then you comb through it very carefully and do a check of that rough draft. So a lot like revising a rough draft of a paper. I mean, you're looking at paragraphs and style and then sentences and then words and then pieces of words and checking it for accuracy with the original biblical languages.
And then once you have your checked rough draft, you want to take that out into the community. So ideally, you work with people who have not been involved in the translation process, and you read through the portion of scripture and you ask questions. How did they understand it? What would be a better way to render something?
You're basically doing Bible studies, little mini Bible studies with passages of scripture to make sure the team is understanding how people outside of the process have actually understood the text.
Mm-hmm.
So then you make revisions as needed based on that, and then you check them for accuracy again. So that's kind of a loop, comprehension checking for accuracy. And you kind of keep going through this cycle until you reach a form of where the team is satisfied that the community is understanding the passage well, and that it's clear, accurate, natural. Then it's the consultant check. So at this point, a experienced Bible translator with a high level of education in biblical languages and translation process and linguistics comes in, works with the team from a complete outside perspective. So he cannot speak the actual language you're translating, but he can look at either a back translation where someone has translated it back into, say, English or French, whatever language the consultant speaks, or looks at it in a linear that the team has made and is to ask very careful key questions. And then you revise anything that the consultant brings up.
And once the consultant gives you the okay, then you can move into publication phase.
You always do a final read through. So when it's like ready to go, you know, ready to send up the printer, you make sure you get people to read through it one more time.
What's it like to get to that completed stage and actually be able to share scripture with people in their heart language?
And it's so fun to watch when someone you're sitting down with, either your mother tongue translator or with people who are hearing it for the first time, and the light bulb goes on for them and they realize what it's saying. And it's just like, Yes, like we were just working through Proverbs, and there were multiple times where the translators were like, this is the truth. And I wish that we've had this for years now.
Mm-hmm. One of them said back, right? Our people need to hear this.
We've been hearing from Bible translators Rebecca and Aaron, who will also be joining us next time on Missions Pulse as we further explore the topic of translating scripture and sharing the gospel in West Africa and beyond.